Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. New South Wales is reporting 124 new local COVID-19 cases. It's the highest daily number in the state's worsening outbreak of the Delta variant. At least 48 of the new cases have been active in the community while infectious, and 30 were detected in the Fairfield local government area in Sydney's southwest. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says people in New South Wales need to prepare for the infection rate to go up before it comes down.
I'm expecting case numbers to go up even higher. It's really, really important to continue those high rates of testing. It's really important for us to scoop up all the possible cases that are out there.
Queensland will close its border to the rest of New South Wales from 1 a.m. on Friday. Acting Premier Stephen Miles says a border zone will be put in place, but that won't include Coffs Harbour. Before this, only people from Greater Sydney and specific hotspots in regional New South Wales were barred from entering Queensland. Victoria has recorded 26 new cases of COVID-19 in the community. The state's health authorities say all the cases are linked to current outbreaks. All but two were in quarantine throughout their infectious period. 8 new coronavirus cases have been detected in South Australia, bringing its cluster to 14 infections. A child under the age of 5 has been diagnosed with COVID-19. And the other 7 cases are adults linked to a winery in Adelaide's northern suburbs. A week-long lockdown began on Tuesday night. Premier Stephen Marshall says the Delta variant is highly infectious and its spread justifies the state's lockdown orders.
We've gone hard, we've gone early, we've gone with the cooperation of the people of South Australia, and we need that cooperation to continue into the future.
Grants of up to $5,000 are being made available to multicultural communities to tackle COVID-19. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia is inviting multicultural groups to apply for funding to conduct their own coronavirus communication activity aimed at keeping their communities safe. FECA will work with the groups to assist them in delivering critical health information and advice on the pandemic and vaccination rollout. And the federal government says it's an honour for Australia that Brisbane has been named as host of the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. The Queensland capital was the preferred location over Budapest and Doha, with Brisbane earning 72 yes votes in Tokyo. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk hopes the Brisbane Games will deliver a golden age of sport for the state and a new era for the city. Federal Sport Minister Richard Colbeck says he looks forward to the next generation of athletes competing in the global event.
Those young Australians who might aspire to represent their country now can aspire to do that on home soil, which is a rare privilege.
I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.